currently inside the top 10 on the 2023 Klipsch Audio Pro Water Ski Tour leaderboard. Ali Garcia. Ali, so a couple events into the season so far this year. Inside the top 10 still. I know the first two events probably didn't go exactly as planned, but we'll circle back to that. I want to explore your 2022 season. Last season, you ended up fifth on the Pro Tour leaderboard, which, for the majority of professional water skiers in the last 40 years, that might have been a defining season. Entering that season, did you have any idea that it was going to go the way it did and you were going to start gathering steam like you did? Like, go think back to the start of last year and where, what was your mindset?
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, last year really caught me off guard. If I'm being completely honest, I went into the season just excited for the opportunity. My parents agreed to send me on a few week tour. And I was just hoping to go and kind of compete with myself, honestly, and just learn as much as I could. And then right off the bat in Spain at Cesena, mm-hmm. It was a head-to-head format, which I've done a couple, but I'd never really been successful. And I don't know, something kind of switched in me for the first time in my life. I felt like capable of being competitive and like having that mindset that I could compete.
And when did you recognize that? Like on that weekend, so that weekend in Spain, thinking back, did you start to notice a different level of confidence or calm, moving into the tournament or while on the water when did you start recognizing that something might feel a little different?
Definitely the first like head-to-head final. So the first two rounds, wow. I didn't ski anything special. I actually skied kind of poorly. Practice, I wasn't skiing that great. And then I can't remember my first pairing. I think it might have been against Ali Nicholson, who wow. I've looked up to for quite a long time.
And who's been on a real tear the last like four years.
Yeah, I've always looked up to her. She's a really strong slalomer. And I remember she ran 3.5 at 38. And I was like, you know what? I can get there and I'm going to get there. And I remember I S-turned four ball and kind of came in and I was like, I just did something under pressure and I can do that again. And I think that was like the initial moment where I was like, I can do this. Like, I want to do this. And I think I kind of caught, like, I always had the bug for skiing, but I think I kind of caught that confidence of like, let's go do this. I loved the format. That was kind of like, I feel like the first time in a, like, since kind of all the older guys that I ski with, not older, but like Will and John, they tell me about these times. I sound older.
Those old guys.
Yeah. They tell me about those like tours they used to go on, and
the olden days.
Like, wow. Yeah. The times when we had a true pro tour.
Yeah.
And I feel like last year was kind of the first time in a really long time that we've had a true pro tour format. And I think it really fed into this like energy I had about skiing where I was like, all right, I did it next weekend. Let's do it again. And we're on this tour and this is what we're here for. And I think it just really, I think a lot of people felt that way being on this tour. I think it made all of us professional water skiers feel like professional athletes again.
Yeah. Yeah. So you ended up second in Spain.
Yes.
And then on that, on that European run, onto Norway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so like, were you then moving into Norway, were you armed with this, maybe if there was a chance there was any kind of imposter syndrome going on, like wondering if you belonged there, you go into Norway, obviously not thinking that what just happened was a fluke because you followed up again, right?
Yeah. I think at first I was kind of like, okay, I got lucky head to head like format. It definitely allows for some more people to come out of the woodworks. But then I was like, let's just go and back it up the best you can and see what happens. And I went into it kind of calm and driven again and ready to compete. And then I was like, all right, I think this is sticking. I feel good.
Yeah. And what was the format in Norway?
It was head to head again, but okay. Not to the final round, I believe, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah. But it was another head to head.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're there. So we're starting to see a pattern, right? Where, you might have all the head to head events earmarked on your calendar this year.
I do tend to lean towards them. I'm a huge fan of head to heads. I think it just brings out everybody's like drive and competitive instinct. You know, it really puts everybody on the spot, and I just think it's so fun.
It is really fun. It makes me wonder what you know that. You know, one-on-one competition, you know, when you take away, because, you know, as you succeed through each round, you're skiing against one person, not the field. What sports did you do growing up? Is there something in your past that kind of competitive scenario speaks to you? Was there other sports that you did like that or no?
I mean, before I started water skiing, I was a snow ski racer, but I did it younger, and that was like, you know, parallel, like GS, like side by side courses. And those were always my favorite growing up.
So like the dual slaloms kind of deal.
Yes. I loved being side by side somebody. I thought it was so just exhilarating. So I think I like
it.
And you know, yeah, I think it just really, it switches you on. It gets you going. And I think what's really cool about the women's field right now is that we all have like a healthy respect for each other. Yeah. You'll see the boys kind of sometimes they'll talk a little crap to each other and they're a little, but the girls are just, we're all supportive. We want to win for sure. And you see that, but it's a very healthy competition, which I think makes it more enjoyable.
So second in Spain, then on to the next one, second in Norway, and then on to, you know, towards the end of that European leg that you all did last year, you got second in England as well, right? And explain the format there.
Oh, so England was just the craziest thing I've ever experienced. The duel. Yeah. It was a really awesome event. What they were trying to do, it was just, it was crazy. We had two four buoy courses side by side, and you were running at the same time. And it was, the weather unfortunately was a little challenging, so it made it all the more interesting. It was pre-seeded, so you couldn't ski for seeding. So you kind of knew going in who you were going to be against until we started cutting people. And it was super weird to, like, I mean, head to heads, you sit on the end with each other, but not like this, you know, not ready to go at the same time.
Yeah. Cause this was two courses side by each, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. So like it was, I remember our first practice I did a practice set with Brooke Baldwin, and we're like, do we try and see where the other person is? Do we just focus on our, like, it was, cause you know, the big thing with head to head is strategy, right? You pick to go first, you pick to go second. Like you either know the score or they have to beat you. This kind of took away all strategy other than ski till you fall, because you can't really know what the person next to you is doing. So it definitely put an element more of like, you have to go for this. There's no S turning.
Yeah. But again, here we are when you put Ali Garcia in this competitive scenario where she is one-on-one, you know, there's history is obviously, you know, it's this week, this can't be wrong. You really do seem to thrive under that specific scenario.
Yeah, I think I don't like a lot of time, you know, I don't like to sit and wait and think and watch people ski. So I think for me, it's like, and I, most of the head to heads I did in Europe, I came in with the lower seating. So I almost always had to go second. I don't think I went first once. I actually don't think I went first once. So every time I knew the score, but I knew the score and then I had 30 seconds and I just had to go do it. And I think for me, it was almost a benefit because I didn't get to sit on and think on it. I was like, either you're going to this score and you're going to get there or you're not. So I think my weakness is when I sit and stew on the dock, it's worse for me. So I think that's kind of why I benefit from those formats.
Yeah. And I mean, it also has to speak to, you know, a certain level of competitive fire that you have, because I mean, people are going to go one or two ways under this scenario, right? You know, they can't leave the dock with, you can't trick yourself into saying, hey, this is just a low pressure set, just like any other practice set. I'm just going to go there, see what happens. Like some people like to use that as a tool to help calm themselves down. You can't really use that in this scenario because nothing about this is like practice. I mean, there's like you said, in England, there was two courses side by each, you know, just a few feet apart, or in a head-to-head scenario. It's just, that's nothing about that is practice. So it definitely, you know, it definitely speaks to your competitive nature. So you go through that European leg, obviously, you know, earning a lot of points and the confidence along the way and you know, jump forward in this through the summer a little bit. While it wasn't a water ski pro tour stop, there was a pro event linked to the U.S. Nationals. So you know, you had to be a U.S. skier to participate. That's why, you know, it wasn't part of the pro tour, but the America's Cup held in Kansas, where, you know, after the string of seconds in Europe, you picked up your first professional win of your career.
Yeah, I was really excited about this. I knew going in that it was just American skiers, but I mean, there was not a lack of talent there, by any means.
You're skiing against like Regina Jaquess and Ali and
yeah, Karen Truelove was there and she was skiing amazing. No, it was a big. It turned out to be a big event, which I thought it was so cool. You know, there was a big crowd. There was a lot of people there to watch, and that was really exciting. But I love going to U.S. Nationals. I like seeing all the juniors and watching. I think it's a really good event for our sport. And I was just kind of, you know, I'll go, I'll ski Nationals, I'll ski America's Cup, I'll hang out in the good skis booth and catch up with everybody. And it was pretty funny. One person actually came up to me before the head-to-heads and was like, oh, I guess you're fighting for second place, huh? Just kind of insinuating.
Yep.
Regina Jaquess was there, and I laughed and I agreed because Regina's called me her mini me since I was maybe 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she when she shows up, she dominates. But I think America's Cup showed how tricky our sport is and how you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, and I just think, and here we go, like, we have this recurring theme. So it was another head to head format where, you know, the final pairing was going to be yourself versus, you know, arguably the greatest skier in the history of the sport. So just walk us through that really quickly. Like, you know, one, you know, she's a mentor, two, a great friend. When this whole thing gets whittled down to you versus Regina, do you start, I mean, are you still finding that confidence that you picked up through the European leg of the Water Ski Pro Tour, or what are your emotions like at that moment?
So actually the original upset was, the first pairings were me versus Karen, which I did not expect to come out on top. You know, Karen, she's a scrapper, she's a fighter, and she always gets it done. And I remember I won that pairing and I was like, oh gosh, okay, I need to go get myself ready. I'm against Regina, just going to do my best. And Anna Gay ended up coming out on top of their pairing. And
that's right.
I mean, we rushed down to the dock because we're trying to go as fast as we can, keep the show going. And Anna and I have been friends since we were super little. And I remember she just looked at me and like, she's in just pure shock. And I'm in pure shock and we're like laughing because we just didn't expect. I mean, we both work very hard in our slalom, and Anna she does not give herself enough credit for how strong of a slalomer she is, but we did not expect, you know, the finals of this slalom event would be her and I. So we definitely had a bit of a giggle, and then they're like, well, do you guys want to start at 32? And we were like, we don't really know. We're just going to go ski, I guess. So that was really, I think, a cool memory I'll have for a long time is, all right, this is not where we expected. And then Anna and I were like, let's do it. Let's go for it. So it was really cool.
Really cool. Really cool. So, you know, you can reflect, you know, and I'm sure, you know, you had time for everything to settle in, you know, in terms of all how, you know, the 2022 season you know, it became a reality once you reflect on it a little bit. What is that? Where does that leave you now? Like, you know, you rounded out that season, you picked up a collegiate national title, which again, you know, while not a pro event, it's a huge win. You know, the NCWSA is, you know, the athletes they represent, you know, tons of pro skiers from all over the planet. So you end the season in October with a huge win, national title for the University of Louisiana, Raging Cajuns. How do you enter the season now? Like, you know, what's done is done, but does it leave you in a different place, a different sort of readiness than you would have had for 2022?
I think one thing, I definitely tried a few new things this winter. I was really happy with last season, but I wanted to, you know, push, see if there was anything else I could learn or,
yeah.
I mean, you can always learn, but see if there was anything I could do to give myself a little bit more of an edge. And it's hard to not compare last year to this year. You know, I have all my journals and you look back and you're like, well, this year at this time. But I think the biggest thing is I feel just less of like that nervous excitement and more mm-hmm. of like, let's go do this, you know, like give it. I know there'll be ups and downs on this pro tour. I know I'm ready for the emotions that come along with it. And I'm just excited to start competing, I guess.
Nice. Well, I mean, I know I'm going to be, I'll earmark for you. I'm going to earmark all the head to head events to make sure we're tuned into Water Ski Broadcasting Company for those ones. But Allie, good luck this season. You know, with everything you accomplished last year, you know, it, like every season, you just, if you can figure out the next 5%, the next 2%, every season's just going to build upon the previous. So, good luck and we'll be watching.
Thank you. Yeah. The goal is to just learn a little every tournament.